John, in prostate cancer, you have PSA as a marker, which often the PSA progression is the point at which patients are treated systemically, where clinical research is starting to look at. Where are we at in trying to use the same kind of strategy in breast cancer?
I think that we do have good data to use these markers for monitoring therapy. I mean, 40% of our patients have got unassessable disease by current criteria. And I think that the days of purely measuring them in symptoms have long gone. And in fact, I think it's a sign that some of the companies are now even using biochemical response by measuring markers as a means of strategizing for whether a drug is better or not. And so I think that they are useful markers. There are a number of small caveats, and Dan knows these as well as I do. The spike that you get in the first couple of months, the patients who get discordant tumor markers moving in different ways. I think as long as you're aware of what some of those caveats are, then they can be as useful and as easy as monitoring x-rays. And in fact, often we have a multidisciplinary team with a radiologist there, and it's not uncommon for them to say, we're not sure, what are the markers doing? And we'll come down on the side of that. And so I think that there are ways to use intermediate endpoints. And I think one of the great things is that you can reassure patients early that the treatments are working, or you can stop ineffective therapies earlier. And both of those are great things to be able to tell patients.